This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Cleveland's baseball team is working on its rebuild by stocking up on its specialty, young pitchers. Terry, what's going on with the front office and its strategy here during the Major League Baseball draft? In fact, let's start there because I didn't even know that was happening this week.
Well, that's sort of the problem that baseball's had with its draft for quite a while. They want to make it into an event like the NBA draft or the NFL draft. For example, the Browns took a guy late first round, Gregory Newsom. He is probably going to start in the defensive backfield for them. If not, he will play a lot.
Yeah, you'll see him. But baseball's totally different. A player will be drafted, you won't see them for years and years. And what's going on here? Is it because there's just so many players?
Yes, and you have the minor leagues. You draft them and wait 4 years. Who's the Indians' new young slugger right now?
Well, we've been hearing a lot about him. He's the home run hitter, Bobby Bradley.
Do you know when he was drafted? 2014!
Wow.
Right out of high school. He first came to the major leagues briefly in 2019. Wasn't ready, went back to the minors. In 2020, pandemic wiped out the minors. Finally, 2021, and the kid can play. Nonetheless, if you're a team like the Indians, you better get the draft right.
Yeah, because really small payroll, smaller market, it's all about the farm system. And for Cleveland, that's been their strong suit with their pitching staff, is developing these young pitchers. And in this draft, they used 11 of their first picks, 10 of them on pitchers.
The Indians drafted a guy, Gavin Williams. I never heard of him.
23rd pick.
Really good pitcher. East Carolina University. How about that? I was shocked to find out East Carolina has a top 20 rated baseball program.
Yeah, this guy's supposed to be pretty good. So why so many pitchers this time? Is the well running a little dry?
Yes, because remember, think about it. Corey Kluber's gone. Mike Clevenger's gone. Trevor Bauer's gone. And I think when they saw this year the tsunami of injuries that wiped out their starting pitchers, where the Indians thought they added enough or more, they said, the old Terry Francona's line is, when you think you have too much pitching, go get a couple more.
And one thing when you look at Cleveland's pitching staff right now, it's a lot of players that were drafted out of college as opposed to out of high school, and you prefer that.
Because in general, they're not physically ready for pro ball. They're almost invariably hurt their arms. But college pitchers, here we go, with the Indians right now. Shane Bieber, UC Santa Barbara, fourth round pick. Aaron Civale, Northeastern University, third round pick. Zach Plesac, Ball State, 15th round pick. We could just go on and on. All right, drop back. Remember the Indians, two-time Cy Young Award winner, Corey Kluber, Stetson University. The other thing about when you draft college pitchers, like the Indians drafted a kid, they have two guys named Logan Allen. One pitched in the big leagues already. That's not the guy I'm talking about. They drafted another guy last year out of Florida University, Logan T. Allen. And they already started him at Lake County, which is called like high class A. And they just moved him up to Double-A Akron. This guy could be in the big leagues next year. And if you wanted to trade Logan Allen right now, you could get a lot for him. These are like great investments. This is like buying, you know, the next Apple stock or something like that. This is things that people would really be who look at these things and keep track of that from other teams. Say, let's go get this young pitcher. Let's go get that young pitcher. Think about this. Their biggest home run hitter after Jose Ramirez, Franmil Reyes, got him for Trevor Bauer in the Trevor Bauer deal.
And so for this team going forward, it's a rebuild, and so it's going to be tapping into that farm system.
Yes, and if you're going to be good at anything in baseball, be good at pitching. But what I really went into was they are good at college pitchers. These bunch of guys are college pitchers. So they took more of them, and odds are out of this group of 10, we'll see three or four of them.
But not for a couple years.
Not for a couple years.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.